WGNS, Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk. Stand by, Rutherford County. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. This morning we're going to be talking about fun things happening with the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. Nate Williams is with us, Thomas Laird, Brittany Garrett, Melinda Tate, a cast of thousands right here. And a lot of fun things going on. Nate, good to see you today. This feels like old home week.
It does. You know, I was walking around out here, Bart, earlier, and we were talking about just the history up in this station. It's crazy. I didn't realize how close WGNS and the Parks and Recreation Department was intertwined.
Yeah, we.
I mean, for years.
We grew up together.
Obviously. Obviously.
Neighbors.
That's
yeah.
Right.
But learning about Ray Duffy coming to Murfreesboro to work with WGNS as the first announcer, that's a really cool thing. I didn't realize that. I learned something every time I come up here, Bart.
He did all of the sports. He loved sport. Obviously, he loved sports and later on became the first director of Murfreesboro Parks and Rec.
Yeah, a legacy that still lives around with our department today.
It's interesting, too, to see his touches all over Parks and Rec. And Ray was one of two employees. He had a part-time employee.
Yep.
And his footprints and fingerprints are all over Parks and Rec also, with the movies Under the Stars. Which is just always good to see that.
Yeah, it's interesting. Mr. Duffy hired the next director, which was Dennis Rainier.
Yeah.
And we're talking about Dennis and still the lasting impression. I read an article the other day, an older article about when Dennis had retired, just talking about his legacy and making Parks and Recreation of Murfreesboro what it is. And that still stands true, and we're happily trying to keep that going the best we can.
It must be difficult sometimes to come up with something that makes everyone happy. I mean, because this is such a growing community with so many people who have so many taste in things to do.
You know, I think our job is to come up with as many programs and provide as many facilities so people can just try an array of things and get in and find some passions and things that they can do as families, as individuals, and hopefully, you know, lead toward a healthier life. And you know, people wonder why we do all kinds of stuff, and that's really the reason. You know, we just want to give the opportunity the best we can.
And Murfreesboro, you have an opportunity to be physically fit, be healthy, and live longer and enjoy yourself.
Well, we're a well-supported department, and we appreciate that. And I think we make the best use of the resources that we take care of and that we have the opportunity to provide. And it's a fun job.
Oh,
you know, we get to, our job is having fun. Yeah, yeah.
Now, Brittany Garrett is here with us this morning. Brittany, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Good to have you here. Tell us the information that you brought with you today.
Yeah, we got football rolling around. It has started, so we've got that wrapped up. We're starting to play. They'll start games next Saturday. And then our big youth sport coming around the corner is youth basketball, and sign-ups will start in October. So be looking for that. You can go online. You can go to all the community centers, Sports Comic, Fadden, and Patterson, and sign up. Cost is $75.
That's just going to be right around the corner.
Right around the corner, yes.
Be here before you know it.
Yes.
And, do you still have the sign-ups for the youth sports and the youth cheerleaders as well?
They are cut off now, but welcome to come out. We play at Siegel on Saturday mornings and Monday nights, so feel free to come out and watch some good youth football games.
All right, so make it a point to do that. What else did you bring with you up there?
We can talk about the big craze around here is pickleball.
What is pickleball?
Pickleball. It is, I feel like it's taken over, but it's a good thing. Pickleball is in between, I guess, tennis and badminton. But Monday through Friday, you can play at a center. or we also have brand new courts at Patterson Park, brand new renovated courts there. You can play outside if you want to. But Monday through Friday at McFadden Community Center, Tuesdays and Thursdays at SportsCom, and Wednesdays at Patterson.
Okay, what should you do? Is there any equipment you need to bring with you for pickleball?
Most of our facilities have the equipment there, Bart. And, you know, this is a thing the city has even invested in pickleball, in that we've created outdoor pickleball courts in addition to the indoor courts. The game is kind of in a hybrid between tennis and table tennis or ping pong, in that it plays on a smaller court. There's a lower net, and it uses a plastic ball as opposed to a high-bouncing tennis ball and a wooden paddle. And everyone wonders, why do they call it pickleball? Why do they call it pickleball? Well, the unique thing was when a gentleman was looking for a game for his family to play, and he found a bunch of odd objects in the garage, a wooden paddle, a ball. So they started coming up with playing with this tennis-type game, but the dog kept stealing the ball. And guess what the dog's name was?
Pickles.
Pickles.
Okay.
So that's how they come up with. But the sport has really taken off, particularly with our senior community, because it requires a little less mobility. But you're still moving. You're still active. But it doesn't require those lightning reflexes to get to the ball that some other sports do. And so it's really a community has developed around this. And, you know, we have folks waiting to play at every location.
Really?
So we've tried to make it available indoors all week long. And then the outdoor courts, we're even looking at some other renovations of some old tennis courts to repurpose them and use them for pickleball because it's just gotten so popular.
So you think it'll ever take over the tennis courts over?
You know, I don't think so because we have such a strong tennis community.
Oh, yeah.
There's excess 500-600 tennis members over there that belong to the Adams Tennis Complex and that are actively involved. And I tried to explain that to pickleball. I said, if there's an opportunity when we can't get tennis events and we don't have enough people to play tennis, but that's not the case at all. Tennis is flourishing here in Murfreesboro. Actually, we've had a facility in Nashville close, so we're anticipating a bigger season this winter than we've had in the past.
Now you've had some pretty major tournaments over at the old Fort Park.
We have. The Adams Tennis Complex and the tennis courts associated with that, there's 24 outdoor courts and 8 indoor courts, and it has opened up doors and allowed us to do some really big events through the USTA. Also, we host several college conference championships, the Athletic Association, the Southern Athletic Association, and then, of course, the Blue Raiders hosted their conference championships, Conference USA, this past year. And we're constantly getting, I think, the OVC and other conferences have contacted us. They really like the facility.
Oh, yeah. That Adams Complex at the old Fort Park is phenomenal. It's world class.
It's a great facility. Our staff do a great job maintaining the facility, and it's also an awesome opportunity to have a partnership with MTSU, you know, in the process as well. You know, we have world-class level tennis that happens right here in Murfreesboro, and a lot of times those matches, I think, are just open to the public, mm-hmm. and you can go out, and it's an amazing thing to see.
Absolutely. Now, Thomas, did you have that same type of competition in pickleball?
There is a National Pickleball Association,
really? Okay.
And they do have, we actually have a lady, she works with us to provide player development and lessons. She's a local pickleball professional, and she made it to the national championships this past season. So in Florida, they have whole facilities designated specifically to pickleball with numerous courts at one location. So, yes, pickleball seems to be just as the competitiveness is there. The unique thing about pickleball is there's that community. So there's a group of folks that just love to come play the game for the sake of playing the game. And then we have other groups that are a little more competitive that play on different nights and that travel around to various tournaments.
Okay. Now, are all of the pickleball events over at the Old Fort Park, or do you have some?
Pickleball is at Patterson Park.
What, Patterson Park?
Right. So we don't have any pickleball at Old Fort Park. We don't want to blur the lines between tennis and pickleball. They're two unique sports, and we're trying to recognize that. So we do indoor pickleball at, like Brittany said, SportsCom, Patterson, and McFadden Community Center throughout the day and throughout the week. And then we have outdoor courts at Patterson Park Community Center. There's six courts there that are open anytime the park system's open.
Okay. Now, one of the things, whenever I see Thomas, I always think of the disc golf.
Absolutely. And disc golf is thriving and continues to grow. We have the Middle Tennessee Disc Golf Association. They operate events and leagues throughout the season. They have every Thursday afternoon, they have doubles competition once a month. They have a tournament, and they have the big one, the Rutherford Anniversary Tournament, where they play around at Smyrna and play around in Murfreesboro. It's coming up in the next month or so. But, yeah, disc golf is another great way for people to get out, inexpensive. The cost of a disc is $7, $8, $9, and then they can go play for free. And there's more and more courses throughout the Middle Tennessee area, but we still hold one of the nicer courses here at Barfield.
Oh, that Barfield course is phenomenal. Everything about Barfield is phenomenal. So while we're talking about Barfield, let's touch on some other things over there. Of course, the Wilderness Center, great for all ages, the hiking trails, and now mountain bikes.
We do have mountain bike trails, Bar. It's a big park, and a lot of things are going on a regular basis there. People can go in and know. One of the popular things to do at Barfield is go and hike the trails. So we've got paved and unpaved trails, and people seem to just go out there and flock to it. And you know, we used to talk about how, you know, there was this one thing. I think Thomas was kind of alluding. Murfreesboro is a baseball town, and Murfreesboro is a soccer town. Murfreesboro is a town of many, many passions now. So you can go and find any of those things out at Barfield, and mountain biking is one of those.
And you've tried that.
I have, yeah. It's a lot of fun.
And you're still standing.
I'm still standing, still standing.
But they hadn't had any crashes.
No, not any. But, you know, we do encourage people. We've got over 8 miles of mountain bike trails at a separate location or separate entrance from the park off of Oak Meadow Drive. And what our goal with that was not to interrupt the normal people's, or not normal, but the traditional use on Saturdays of the park that people have become accustomed to if they go and hike or if they go and walk the trails or there for a tournament. Because, well, at any given time on a good weather day, have, you know, 30 or 40 people riding mountain bike trails as well. So the entrance is separate. We've got a beginner, intermediate, and advanced trails, and they're awesome. Yeah.
So now when you say beginner trails, are these trails that you could just casually ride your mountain bike on,
no,
or are they all going off of cliffs?
Not going off cliffs, but there is a lot of rock. You know, what's interesting is we've learned that it's become a little bit of a destination for mountain biking because some unique challenges that you don't find in Middle Tennessee. Some of the people who are having to go to East Tennessee or even North Carolina are getting the same type of experience riding the Barfield mountain bike trail. So the beginner, you know, I think anybody who can ride a bike is more than welcome to come out there and try it. I would recommend a couple of things. Make sure they can feel stable riding over rocks, number one, and also make sure they have the right equipment. We don't want anybody getting hurt, so we would encourage. We've got a couple of great bike shops in town where you can run by and take your mountain bike and say they're very familiar with the trail and say, hey, this is something I want to try. Do I have the right equipment? And they'll be able to give you an honest assessment, not try to sell you anything, and let you know if it's something they can do. And always, 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 Bart, people need to wear a helmet anytime they're riding a bike, but especially mountain biking.
And make sure it fits properly. A lot of times people will grab their kid's helmet or just grab a helmet. But really on those trails with the amount of rock and stuff, it's critical that you have a helmet. That's your number one piece of equipment.
Yeah, you don't want to mess around with that.
Yeah. It's a fun thing, and I think a lot of people who have gotten into it out there have said this is awesome. They're going to continue. It's just like what we were talking about earlier, help people get into something that they're going to be able to enjoy their whole lives.
And so,
I'm excited about getting my 9-year-old out there this fall.
That's a good thing for dad and the kids to do together.
Absolutely.
And of course, the kids are going to show dad up. Something awful.
Inevitably, they will, Bart. That's how it works, right?
And what are the hours for the mountain trail?
So it's the park hours from sunrise to about 15 minutes before sunset. And these trails, to help protect the landscape If there's a rain event, traditionally it's 24 hours after that rain event or when the trail is able to be reopened. So right now the trail wouldn't be open because it rained yesterday. And you don't want to ride in the mud anyway.
No. Now, do you have other trails that are good for walking or maybe just casual biking throughout the area?
Yeah, so our greenway is probably our most popular. We're adding to the greenway and looking forward to the additional 3 miles that are going to open up. So you'll be able to go from Thompson Lane or Canonsburg all the way out to Barfield Crescent Park and this fall when that project is completed, and we're very excited about it.
When do you think that leg is going to be open?
It's hard to speculate, but I do know sometime this year it will be done in 2019. So we'll see how that project's progressing. There's been some unique challenges, just like most any construction project.
I guess the biggest challenge is over there around Highway 99, additional construction.
Right. That's one thing that we're hoping that that job finishes up so we can open up the whole stretch and people will be able to experience almost 18 miles of trail.
Wow.
Not including the North Murfreesboro Trail as well.
Now, with that area is still closed, isn't it, because of the Highway 99 construction?
That's going to remain closed until that bridge is substantially complete. We don't have a timeline on that. I know they're working as hard as they can to get that job complete. And they understand our excitement to have the whole greenway back open. And we appreciate people's patience. We understand it's not desirable to have to stop when they're used to going all the way out to Case and Trailhead or wherever they might go. But we're working on it.
So just be patient and watchful for that.
Think about what it's going to be like. You've been around Murfreesboro forever, Bart, and think about being able to go all the way from Thompson Lane to Barfield Crescent Park.
Man, yeah.
Running or riding a bike and being able to stop every few miles and let your kids play on a playground or whatever that looks like. It's just going to be a really unique thing.
I heard a different kind of compliment for the greenway system the other day, which I was really proud to hear this. Somebody had said, well, our group has elected to adopt a segment of the greenway to keep clean.
Yeah.
And they went out to clean it, and they said it was clean.
Yeah.
Which lets you know that the people who use the greenway care about our community.
We have a tremendously clean in a lot of areas. A lot of people use it, take ownership and take care of it, and we'll pick up trash. And we have our police officers that are doing tremendous work out there as well to make it as safe as possible. But we always need help. You know, we ask volunteer groups as much as possible. One stretch might be perfect, and other stretches might need a little bit of help that, you know, they can volunteer, get their church group or their civic group, whatever that is, to help clean up. And anybody who's ever interested in volunteering like that, they can just call our main office and we'll get them in contact with somebody who can help them get
coordinated. What is that phone number in case somebody has a pencil in?
Sure, 615-890-5333.
And if you're over at Barfield Park, you can stop by, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. That's where our main office is, out at the house, the small house right at the entrance of the park. So
we're talking this morning about the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. We've just sort of tipped it a little bit on the edge, but we're going to get into there. So many fun things coming up. We're going to be talking about those. I mean, really fun things. So stay with us.
Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett, hitting right at what matters most to all of us here in the heart of Tennessee. Weekday mornings at 10 on WGNS, AM, FM, and online.
Hearing aid and audiology services with Dr. Sean Lancaster.
People come in all the time. They appreciate the service that we deliver. We give that personal touch.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
And also we have a loaner program where people who have to send their hearing aids off for repair can pick up a pair of loaners to use in the meantime. That makes a big difference. They appreciate the service that we deliver.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
With Hearing Aid and Audiology Services, 608 East Clark Boulevard.
This is Amanda from Animal City. I'd like to invite your family to come do business with our family. It's especially important this time of year to make sure that your pet is protected against fleas and ticks. Here at Animal City, we have a wide range of products to make sure your pet stays safe. And if you're looking to add a new family member, we have a variety of pets waiting here to meet you. Here at Animal City, we have a stunning variety of pets, ranging from the traditional to the exotic. This is Amanda from Animal City, 919 Northwest Broad Street, Murfreesboro.
I'm Peter Demas, inviting you to eat with our family at Demas's Restaurant. If you're having friends over or needing to get an office get-together, Demas's Restaurant can help. We now have catering menus that can supply pasta bar or grilled chicken, box lunches, a burger bar, and we can do all sorts of things in order to make your evening where you don't have to do all the cooking or cleaning or have to worry about things at the last minute. Let us take care of it for you. This is Peter Demas at Demas's Restaurant at 1115 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
Good morning. Still quite a bit of traffic volume making its way down 24 westbound right now as we check it out live here up by Elmaville Road all the way up through the Hickory Hollow area towards Nashville and that construction. Still looking pretty good out here for the most part up by all the Nissan plants. Traffic's holding up right now, 840 over towards Franklin, Williamson County. It's the 10th annual Oktoberfest coming up September 27th through November 3rd in Ober-Gatlinburg. Check it out, obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Thank you, Chuck. What about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
We'll see a few scattered showers and thunderstorms here for this afternoon with mostly cloudy skies, a high in the mid-80s. Winds out of the southwest around 5 to 10 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Currently, it's 72.
I'm Steve Smith at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. Our people are different from others. We give the personal service. We're here to answer the telephone. You don't have to go through an operator and get put to New Zealand or somewhere like that.
First National Bank of Murfreesboro's Bazing offers discounts on medicine and doctors.
I saved my eye doctor's exam and the glasses, too.
We're just personal hometown banking at First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, member FDIC.
This is Chip Walters, and I'll have Middle Tennessee football and basketball games for you right here.
MTSU Sports on WGNS AM, FM, online.
Welcome back. We're having fun at the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation facilities all around the community. We're going to be talking about some other fun things happening. Melinda Tate has joined us now. The Cardboard Regatta is just around the corner.
Oh, yes. That's a blast, especially if you like sinking ships.
they
do, don't they?
I think you and Scott should get a team together and build a cardboard
that's
boat.
That's a good idea.
Represent WGNS. That's on September 7th.
Well, he's probably up front by now, so you can ask him.
Teams from 1 to 4, so there's some teams might have 4 people in the boat. So you may recruit 2 more, and you guys build a really big boat. But it's a lot of fun. We get a lot of groups come out, Boy Scout groups, Girl Scouts, and it's free to come watch. And now, if you want to participate, it's a it's just a fun event to be a part of.
Melinda alluded to the fact that some of them sink.
Well, it depends on how much duct tape you use. If you use a lot of duct tape, then I think you're okay.
That duct tape investment. A lot of them sink. And I think by the end of the event, I'm not sure that any of them are actually afloat. Reminder, they are made of cardboard.
What's the most unique cardboard regatta that you've seen? Because you've done this for quite a few years.
We have. Well, we had a couple of guys last year that they made a seaworthy craft. I think they've made it across and back, and we're even still sitting in the boat.
We're talking about the pool at Sports
Right, at the SportsCom pool. So it is a lot of fun and a lot of laughs. So if you don't want to participate and you want to come out and watch, it's a great time just to come watch and be a part of a festive event.
Saturday, September the 7th, 10 o'clock that morning at SportsCom. Now, didn't you have a few of them in the Stones River? Or is my mind playing tricks on me?
I think
that was a long time ago.
Long
I believe the
ago.
Sheriff's Department had a boat race, yes. Right.
And the river was relatively warm, and may still be. I haven't been into it in a while, so.
I think it was a wasn't quite as safe event maybe as what we have there with the swimming pool and all the lifeguards and stuff. But, you know, with the pool winding down season, that they're constantly looking for different ways for the community to enjoy that resource. So the following week, on September 14th, we have the Puppy Plunge. And this is probably one of our most popular events among pet owners. Melinda, I can't remember how many dogs we had last year.
Oh, there were a lot.
It was a lot of dogs.
A lot of happy dogs, yes.
But it's a chance for pet owners to bring their dogs out to the pool where dogs can enjoy the sports come at Burrow Beach Water Park. And they seem to really enjoy this event.
I bet. So before we get too far into the Puppy Plunge or the regatta, you have another weekend to enjoy the pool with people.
This weekend is it. So if you're wanting to get out, we should have good weather for it.
Oh, yeah.
But we have the pool party on Labor Day, which is Monday. So the pool will be open through the weekend, and Monday is the last day for the SportsCom pool to be open for the season. So it'll close aside from some of these special events.
And that Labor Day pool party is 10 until 4. It's an outdoor water park. I mean, you've got this big slides.
Right.
You've got everything you need. Food. Will you have food
on
Monday?
Yes, the concession stand will be open. I'm sure they'll have food specials throughout the day. And then, like I said, that's the last chance we have to take advantage of the pool from general admission. And now, of course, in January, we all get a chance to swim
again.
And I'm sure everybody wants to go.
Everybody's
knocking
the doors
down.
On
the polar bear plunge.
Is that the first Saturday?
Usually the first Saturday of January. So we'll definitely come on and remind your listeners of when that is, because I know everybody loves to jump in the swimming pool in the middle of January.
And I always think of Bart Fite over there greeting people at the fenced gate in whatever outfit he's
with. With whatever costume. And Bart typically jumps. He usually jumps. And I remember one year Bart's son stole his towel. Oh, so when Bart got out of the water, his son had taken off with his towel.
And he was freezing.
Right. That was some of the fastest I've ever seen Bart move.
Oh. Another big event coming up is the Greenway Arts Festival. Now, this is really a big event.
Oh, yes, it is. It's Saturday, September 21st from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m., and it's at Old Fort Park along the trail. We'll have about 70 artists. We'll have food trucks, musicians, and it's a great place to come and look at artwork, purchase artwork. And it's just like a little street festival.
Mm-hmm. It is, and you have a juried show.
Yes, yes. And I believe there may be a few spots available, but I think it might be pretty filled up by now.
It's a phenomenal show.
There is so much talent here in Murfreesboro, and the art scene is really hopping right now.
And this is in the Old Fort Park, right around Kids Castle.
Yes, yes, and most of the spots are nicely shaded, and it's just a nice. We'll have a kids area there where they can make their own artwork.
And music.
Music.
And everything.
Yes.
Just a perfect day.
You'll see all your friends there.
So circle that one on your calendar, Saturday, September the 21st, and that'll be here before you know it, 10 till 4 at the Old Fort Park. So many things happening here. I mean, and if you're a senior citizen and wanting to stay healthy, you have a big annual health expo coming up. That's around the corner, too. That's coming up September 26th at the St. Clair Street Center.
It is, and I don't know if any of your listeners are familiar with St. Clair Senior Center, but there is so much to offer there. The Health Expo is just one example of the opportunities and services that seniors can get there at St. Clair. Not only do we have a full complement of exercise, fitness, wellness classes, but pretty much any recreational activity that we can find an interest in is offered, as well as Meals on Wheels serves lunch and breakfast there for those in need. It's just a phenomenal place. The facility is just beautiful. But there's a continued onslaught of services. We have part-time social workers on staff to help with things such as Medicare or maybe some issues that seniors may have. There, we have a wellness coordinator who's a former nurse who really keeps tabs on everyone's health and blood sugars and things like that. And, of course, we have a programming staff that is phenomenal in terms of the amount of variety and the number of programs that they bring to the table.
If anyone has picked up a Rec Connection lately, we've been including all of the St. Clair activities, and of the 60 pages, they take up 30 of those pages. So they have got a lot going on over there.
A lot of activities. And we've got several groups. Yeah. For example, we have the Seniors Acting Out. That's a theater group that puts on plays. They've got a play coming up, A Night to Remember, which is October 11th and 18th. And then we have Singing Seniors. And if you've been to many civic club meetings or things around town, our Singing Seniors make the tour. And just a variety of things. So if you're 60 or older, and you're needing something to do or you just want to interact with other people your age, it's a great place. If you just want to go put a puzzle together, we have a puzzle room, and they do that all day, is put puzzles together. We have card players, dominoes, pool, several really nice pool tables, and we've got a group of gentlemen and ladies that are serious pool players. So you got to have your game on to go play. Another big thing that with the seniors, and we talk about athletic events, is the Wii Bowling League. So they have an actual league. We keep averages, and it's similar to a bowling league that you would go to at one of the bowling lanes, but it's on the Wii video game. So when you think of seniors, they're kind of up on the technology in terms of their play as well.
Well, you mentioned pickleball being good with movements.
Right.
Wii bowling has movements too.
Hey, and we've got some top-level Wii bowlers.
Well, and one thing we did not touch on yet, and that's right around the corner, is the St. Clair Arts and Crafts Show and Sale. That's coming up September 27th from 9 a.m. until 6 at night. And again, the next day, too, Saturday, the 27th is a Friday, and then Saturday from 9 until 1. Melinda, what are you going to find at that facility then?
Oh, there are so many talented seniors that you would be amazed at what you'll find there. It's Friday, September 27th, and Saturday, the 28th. And I think just a variety of lots of things.
The variety of media being used is really unique when you go to their shows. And there's some, you can definitely see the passion throughout their work as well. Some of these artists really take time to express that passion through their work.
If you're new to the town and haven't been to see the St. Clair Street Senior Center, you need to take a look at it. It's really unique for a city our size to have something like
that. It's a beautiful facility, and believe it or not, we are one of the leading facilities throughout the entire state of Tennessee, both in terms of participation and the size of the facility, but also in the offerings that we have, a lot of evidence-based programming. So we're seeing where we're able to record and see results and see what is effective in helping improve the quality of life of all of our seniors.
Now, the 15th Annual Heritage Festival is nearing also. It's coming up in October.
Yes, that's on October 12th at Bradley Academy Museum and Cultural Center. And it's celebrating, this will be our 15th Annual Heritage Festival. There'll be games and activities for the kids, food vendors, art vendors, live music. And it's actually the same day as the half marathon. Downtown will be hopping that day.
And that half marathon, it's going to be exciting this year. A new route.
New route.
Starting point.
Starting on Main Street and ending on the square this year. So if you live in that area, you may want to check out the course and see if it may affect you getting out of your driveway.
or just stay at home and watch it go
by. And cheer the runners on. I'm sure there's probably someone you know that's running the race.
This has turned into a real event for Murfreesboro and Middle Tennessee.
Yes, this is the 13th year, and hopefully the lucky year.
So do be aware that there is a new starting point.
Yes.
So if you go out to Greenland Drive and wait, you'll be alone. You'll think, what, it's a small turnout this year. Go to the square instead.
Yes, and you can still sign up. Yeah, the price increase is September 1st. So
you can still sign up?
Still sign up. Now. Go to themiddlehalf.com.
Middlehalf.com. All right, and do sign up. It's a big event, 13th annual.
Yes.
Wow, time flies when you're having fun. And we're moving into the fall events. McFadden Fall Fest. I mean, it's starting to even feel like fall.
Yes,
outside.
This week. Just that little bit of nip
nice.
In the air. Yeah, not complaining.
No. Tell us about the McFadden Fall Festival.
Well, it's in October, and it's at McFadden. You may know more about that, Thomas.
Yes. Bart, that's October 17th, and this is your traditional Halloween carnival with mm-hmm. the haunted house, the whole... all rolled into one. We have it there at the gym in McFadden, and we invite various groups throughout the community to come in. Our after-school program are big participants there and their families. We have hot dogs, chili dogs. There's games, moon bounce. We have our annual T-shirt walk. So instead of a cake walk, we have a T-shirt walk. So that,
and get a T-shirt.
And the kids love that. And it's a good way for any leftover T-shirts we have throughout the year to be able to get those out. And most everyone leaves with a prize. And then we do the Haunted Halls of McFadden. So we take – it's kind of a dual event. We use this time to test all the lights and all the props before we go to Barfield with all that. The next week to do the haunted hayride, so it gives us a night to kind of test all that stuff, make sure everything's working properly, and then provide that for the kids at McFadden. They love going through the haunted house. While you wouldn't know it while they're going through there, they line up and they'll continue to go through it as long as we'll let them, time after time.
Now, that facility is, a lot of people have not seen it. It's a phenomenal facility right there on Bridge Avenue.
It is. We did a renovation in 2011. And it is really nice there. It's right next to the McFadden Elementary School. We kind of share the parking lot, but we have a gymnasium, a game room, several meeting rooms. It's a wonderful space for baby showers, birthday parties, things like that, because you're able to rent the gym space, able to rent meeting space, and the folks over there do a fantastic job of just keeping it looking nice and up.
So that's October the 17th. Circle that one on your calendar.
Yes, sir.
And while we're in the, the fall mood, the Spooky Splash is the next day, I believe. And that, of course, is going to be...
That's over at Patterson. Mm-hmm. And that's another great event within the community center to help celebrate the holiday. And it'll be held from 6 to 9. And it's in the Patterson Park pool.
Indoor pool.
The indoor pool, and they do a variety of different games and activities. Now, this is a very popular event, so we recommend that you try to sign up early. And if you pre-register, you get a $2 discount for pre-registering early. This event sold out many times in the past, so we recommend getting in there early. But it's another just a fun time for kids to celebrate the holiday and puts a unique spin on it because it does incorporate the pool into the festivities.
Another big event coming up, the 43rd Harvest Days at Canonsburg. You know fall is here when that comes around.
That's right. Yeah, go ahead and put it on your calendar for Saturday, October 26th. And it's a great family event. You can bring the kids out. There's hay rides, handmade crafts. We've got the Cripple Creek Cloggers, 2231 South Band. Uptown Country will be there. The Mid-State Cloggers, Murfreesboro Art League, and the Rutherford Blacksmith Association. If you've never seen the blacksmiths create something, it's amazing. It's a lot of hot work. I don't know how they do it in the summertime, but,
but
all summer,
okay,
yeah, they've been at it all summer. But you can tour the facilities. There'll be food trucks, storytelling, hands-on demonstrations. you can see butter being churned and yarn being woven and spun. It's a good way to see how things were done in the pioneer days.
So the date on that one again?
That is Saturday, October 26th from 10 to 4.
Okay, so that's the 43rd Harvest Days at Canonsburg. And for people who don't know what Canonsburg is, because we're getting so many new people into our community, what is Canonsburg?
Well, Canonsburg is a
home to the cedar bucket.
That's right. The world's largest cedar bucket.
Right.
It's a pioneer village. It's a pioneer village that was part of the bicentennial celebration. And we kept it. It's in the middle of town. We've got a schoolhouse, a doctor's office, a telephone house, a chapel, and where people get married now. Mm-hmm. They use it. It's used just about every weekend.
Bart, many of those buildings were brought in from different areas of the county, so they're the original buildings that date back to turn of the century.
Yes, the late 1800s. And then we also have the Automobile Association, where there'll be some automobiles from, I don't know, 1920s.
Right. They always have. All of the events, they bring in classic cars. There's also a tractor museum there at Canonsburg. So just going day to day, it's a great place to visit and get the history of Murfreesboro, because I understand Murfreesboro was originally Canonsburg.
For a month.
were
politics back then, too. We're going to pause for just a moment. We'll be back and talk about another event coming up. And you need to be, taking notes on these things. There will be a test during the Truman Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're News Radio WGNS 100.5, 101.9, 1450. Online and on your phone at WGNSradio.com.
In 1962, our family set out to make homes and businesses colorfully beautiful. Since then, Hoover Paint Store has been making houses look like homes through color. I'm Tim Bowling, and our family makes color easy. We keep a file under your name and year of the color for each room. If you need to touch up or repaint a room, Hoover Paint Store creates the perfect match. Hoover Paint Store in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, Shelbyville, Cool Springs, Green Hills, and Cookeville.
Hi, this is Willie from Smith Brothers Car Wash, 1103 Memorial Boulevard. It's getting hotter and drier, roads are getting dusty, and construction going on. There's a lot of dirt and dust flying around everywhere. Come in and get your car washed and let us keep that dust off your car, and the bugs are out as well. If the bugs stay on your paint too long, they can start breaking down the clear coat, which is a problem for your car. Hi, this is Willie from Smith Brothers Car Wash, 1103 Memorial Boulevard, Smith Brothers Car Wash.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug. Is that your pet Emu?
He's my partner, Limu. And we're here to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
So is he only an Emu because it rhymes with Limu, as in Liberty Mutual?
Well, I one could
so
say.
So this is just a clever way to get people to remember Liberty Mutual, huh?
Kinda.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Ready for yoga class?
Ugh, I'm dragging today. I just haven't been eating great lately.
You should try a GNC multivitamin.
Aren't those expensive?
No, they're only $9.99. GNC One Daily Multis are scientifically formulated and quality checked. It's why they're the most trusted nutritional supplement brand in the world.
And only $9.99?
Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
With wellness that affordable, I could spend more money on yoga pants.
Stop into GNC or visit gnc.com/multis to get the highest quality wellness essentials like Women's Ultra Mega or Mega Man One Daily Multivitamins for only $9.99.
We'll see a few scattered showers and thunderstorms here for this afternoon with mostly cloudy skies, a high in the mid-80s, winds out of the southwest around 5 to 10 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Currently, it's 72.
Hi, this is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We're your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World Off-Road on Memorial Boulevard.
This is Sean Brown at Tire World on Broad Street. Online at tireworld.us.
technology for your home's heating and air system, the Daikin Fit from Precision Air. It's quiet, takes up less space, and uses less power. Chances are, even if you had a unit installed in the last few years, you can still save money by switching to the Daikin Fit. Precision Air. Online at precisionairtn.com.
We are back again talking with the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department friends. And it's time to bring your own water bottle. Now, what is this? Tell us about that.
Well, Bart, you know, we encourage people to stay hydrated. That's very important, to drink a lot of water. Something, though, that we don't want to encourage is using disposable water bottles. So we're starting a campaign called BYOB, but it's Bring Your Own Water Bottle, to our facilities. We now have bottle filler fountains at several of our facilities that have filtered water, and you can fill up your own water bottle. Sportscom, Patterson, the Wilderness Station, Lineball Library has one. We've got bottle fillers at Adams Tennis and several places along the Greenway. And it's, I don't know about you, but do you remember when bottled water first came out? Did you think, now, who would pay for bottled water?
I did. I wondered who would be buying
water.
Who would
buy it when you could get it for free out of our taps? Mm-hmm. And now, you know, it's just second nature to buy bottled water. And unfortunately, that second nature is destroying our only nature.
Because of all the plastic
all
that we
the plastic.
Throw away.
Right, right. So for the month of September, we're asking the Parks and Rec employees to pledge to bring their own water bottle. And we're also asking the public to do that, too, to BYOB.
You could get some pretty nice water bottles nowadays.
Oh, yes, yes. And they could get pretty expensive.
Yeah.
You can get some inexpensive ones, too. And one of the things that has become popular is putting stickers all over your water bottle so you can distinguish yours from anybody else's.
Okay.
And so we'll be handing out stickers, and we hope that everyone will BYOB.
We're excited to help promote it. We've got some giveaways that we're going to be doing, and some really nice water bottles if people take the pledge. Right, Melinda?
That's right. We'll be having it on our Facebook page, or you can go into some of the facilities, and we'll have drawings for some of the really nice water bottles.
Great. So just keep listening to the radio and learn more about how you can bring your own water bottle and refill it. Can you do this now?
Yes, you can bring your own bottle now. The fountains have been up and running. And it's interesting. They have little tickers, or I don't know what to call it, where it keeps track of how many bottles have been saved by using it.
It's really cool.
It's like an odometer.
Yeah, it's like an odometer. We've saved hundreds of thousands of, or not we, but the people coming and using our bottle fillers have saved hundreds of thousands of bottles of water. And we want to help promote that. It's good water that comes out, and do the best we can to protect nature.
And the Wilderness Station is bragging that their water tastes the best. Maybe we should have a challenge.
Yeah. Bart, you're going to be our judge. We can bring in
absolutely.
All the samples of water, a flight of
and
water
we can
for you.
See which one is
Bart
the
your
smoothest.
Judge
Bart can be.
He's the universal judge.
What do you cleanse your palate with if you're tasting water? What would be something you could?
Let's see. Some kind of lemon?
Maybe. I guess. That sounds like a WGNS special, though, to me.
Lemon and water always go hand in hand.
It's perfect.
Yeah. So, well, we'll find out more about that. But you can do this at Sportscom, the Patterson Park Community Center, the Wilderness Station, Lineball Library, the Adams Tennis Complex, and Broad Street and Cannonsburg and Greenway trailheads.
Yes, and Tara at the Discovery Center said that they have one there as well.
Ah,
and
okay.
There are probably bottle fillers all over the city. That would be interesting to find out who all has one.
And the bottles that we're giving away, you don't have to just fill them up at our facilities, right?
That's right.
And then let us know which is the best.
Well, you know, yeah. Murfreesboro is known for high-quality water. We have lots of cities that come here to learn how they filter and how they repurpose the water. And so, you know, Murfreesboro has – I drink it out of the tap.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, you, because you're a man. We're out of time this morning.
It tastes as good, if not better.
We thank you for joining us and letting us know about what's happening with Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. It's 9 o'clock.